thank you for sharing your stories. I really appreciate it. But let me ask you both this question. At any point in your marriage, did you feel like there was a God? How could God put me in this situation? Or how could God let me be in this situation? Did you ever question God in these times?
I knew that there was a God. I thought for me, because we had went, my husband and I, right before we got married, we were attending the First Baptist Church of Glenard, and we were warned. But by being a newborn baby with Christ, you're thinking, okay, we're in love. We're going to do this. God's got us. So I felt like for me, a lot of things I went through was just a punishment from God. But then as I grew and knew the love of God, looking back now, that wasn't God punishing me. And so I knew that God loved me enough to keep my life, to preserve my life, and not allow me to be killed. So
I was brought up to say never question God. So I did not question God. The thought never ran across my mind that God was even punishing me. However, I knew in his timing that it would be over and that he would bring me out. I also knew that I would come out victorious.
Of course, your kids had to have seen things that were going on, even if they heard. Bayla, tell me, what are the consequences from your kids seeing that? Are your kids involved in domestic violence situations right now?
I have two sons and two daughters. I have one daughter, my baby girl. I've heard that she's been in relationships where the guy has put his hands on her. But I have not seen it, and she will deny it. She won't tell me, but she'll tell her sisters. You know, she know better than to tell me.
So have you talked to her about it? Have you said anything?
Oh, she denies it. She speaks real well when she's in my presence, as if to say, Mommy, I know you told me not to want nobody that don't want me. And I always instill that in my children. She is just such a giver. She gives of herself, not so much monetarily. She does that too. She's the one that I worry about. I have another daughter that's more like me. It's not happening.
You is gangster. I love it. So Lynn, your kids.
My kids were small. They were 4, 15 months and 3 months old. So they didn't witness any of the violence.
So you don't think that any of it will carry off into them, even though they didn't see it? Children have a sense.
My oldest daughter is in a same-sex relationship and has undergone some domestic violence in that. And definitely it is hard to refrain from really getting involved to the extent of not putting your hands on anyone, but encouraging her to love herself and to know that she deserves more. And when you've gone through it and then you see your children go through it, you realize that it's a generational thing that the enemy's trying to bring back into the bloodline. And so you take it from that place.
When you're in domestic violence and your partner and you are getting into it physically, did you ever fight back? Did you ever say, I need to fight? Or did you just kind of lay down and said, well, I'm going to, you know, let just this happen and then it'll be over?
No, I fought back. Mm-hmm. I fought back.
Somehow that does not surprise me.
And one particular time, I stabbed him and punctured 5 holes in his lungs. So, and my mom never liked this guy from day one. And she even went to the hospital to visit him. And I wanted to know, what are you doing down at the hospital? And she said that I was at the hospital to see how bad off he was, how close to death he was, because I need to know what to do with you.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, I fought back.
Now, and I have to ask this question. Mm-hmm. So after you finished stabbing him, did you look at him and just say that felt good?
Yeah, I wasn't upset at all. I did.
Okay.
And I thank God, you know, even in, and I'm not saying it was the right thing to do. It was the only thing I knew to do after years and years and years of beating and fighting. My neighbor, if it was not for my neighbor, she took the knife and went back to her house. So when the police came, he told them that he had gotten robbed in the street. So and they didn't see no traces of blood.
So he was that scared of you.
So he was after that. So they didn't see any traces of blood, so they knew it had to have happened in the house.
Lynn, I mean, were there times that you fought back, you felt you had to, or you just kind of just...
I think, you know, to be honest, I took it. I mean, of course, I would put my hands up and try to block a lot, but this is a 6'3", 280-pound man, almost 300-pound man.
Yeah.
There was no way.
Yeah. In the midst of the domestic violence, did you ever think, as they were putting their hands on you, did you ever think, this is it? This is the day I'm going to die. This is the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That happened to me several times. I just can't even imagine when my daughter talks about when he put my head in the oven and turned it on. I must have been in a grip that I couldn't get out of. He must have had a grip on me that I couldn't get out of. But there have been several times that I thought that it was it. Sometimes I thought that it was better to be, you know, gone. Yeah. I thought it would, but my children were the only reason I would fight.
For me, definitely, it was one occasion where he took the end of the hammer, where you hold the hammer, and that's one of the incidents of being sodomized. And then I thought he really was going to kill me, because despite the yelling and screaming to stop, he was trying to...
So your husband would sodomize you with objects?
With objects.
Wow.
With objects.
Yeah. Did you ever at any time feel like an object yourself?
I did. I felt like nothing.
Yeah.
But I knew that it was better to submit and let him have his way than not to submit.
Wow. Let me ask you this final question. You've come out of the domestic violence situation. Both of you look great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, really awesome. We're going to have pictures of you on the website.
Thank you.
Very beautiful black young women.
Thank you.
First of all, have you remarried?
Yes,
I have. You have remarried.
Yes, I'm happily married this time.
Tell me about your husband.
I know that
He sounds like he's the best thing since sliced bread.
He is the best thing since sliced bread. And anything else good that you think you could put on it. He is the best thing since sliced bread.
That's what's up.
We worship together. We cry together. We pray together. He's good to my children. They love him. I mean, he's a great example of a real father. Although my children are grown, I mean, it's nothing my husband wouldn't do for me. He'd pull the sun out of the sky.
I have not remarried yet, but I'm trusting God.
What are you waiting on?
Waiting on God to bring his best. And I know if he allowed me to come out of that other mess, then I knew he had somebody in line.
So now that you all have been freed out of these situations,
yes,
and you're living your purposeful life,
yes,
what are you doing to encourage other people to help them who are in this type of a situation?
I work with a group of women, approximately 50 women a week. I work with a group of women, approximately 50 women a week per week. And I help to build their self-esteem. I empower them. I do job readiness classes. And to teach them that they are have been created for a purpose.
And for myself, I am an empowerment and exhorter. In terms of ladies, I have my own Lady of Divine Inspiration Ministry and group page now on Facebook. Also, I'm employed at the State's Attorney's Office for Prince George's County in the Domestic Violence Division and working with victims of domestic violence.
That's great. So you're
making God
change.
Is good. Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Well, ladies, I thank you both for joining us today. I'll tell you what, your story is going to bless countless people.
Praise God.
They're going to bless countless people, and you're doing an awesome job. And I'm just really, I got to say, I'm proud of you both.
Thank
I'm
you
proud
so
of
much.
You both. You've just come through situations. See, I probably would have killed somebody, you know, because I just don't have that patience, but the patience that God put in you.
Yes.
And then the love afterward that comes afterward is
That's
just
right.
amazing. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for
and
having
be
us.
Be blessed in all that you do and all your endeavors.
Thank you.
We'll be hearing great things from the both of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.